This is Jesse with Dustin Dawn Plumbing. How may I help you?
Hey, this is Spencer from Local Splash. Am I speaking with Jesse?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, sir. Sorry. I'm also talking. I'm talking to a girl on your messenger. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of a business. I'm trying to drive and figure out this person's location. But yeah, this is Jesse. Sorry.
Oh, okay. All right. Would you like to reschedule the client interview?
Okay. I got an hour-long drive, so we're good. Well, 57 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All righty. Yeah, we can. I'll try to do it as quick as possible then. So, all right. So this call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance and training purposes. And I want to thank you for choosing Local Splash. The purpose of our call today is to gather content and keywords about your company in order to achieve the highest online ranking. So first, I'll be verifying your business information. Second, I'll be discussing relevant keywords of services you provide. And lastly, I'll be reviewing the Google Business Profile verification process and discussing the next steps. So first, I see that you already set up a security question for your business. Can you verify to me real quick your first pet's name?
Brutus. Sorry, Brutus.
Sorry, I think I lost you. The line is kind of breaking up.
Brutus, B-R-U-T-U-S, Brutus, my dog.
Okay. All right, got it. Thank you. And I want to thank you as well for signing the terms and conditions. We really appreciate that. Now, the next step is verifying all the business information we have is correct. So if you hear anything that is incorrect, please let me know so I can make the necessary changes. So the business name is Dusk to Dawn Services. Is that correct?
Dusk to Dawn, yes.
Okay. And the address we have on here is 1216 West 29th Street South, Wichita, Kansas, 67217.
Yes, that's correct.
And is this a home address or an office location?
That's my home address. I use my garage to supply my equipment and everything.
Got it. So we'll keep the address hidden then. One sec. And just to confirm, are you licensed, insured, or have a business registration?
Yes, I have a LLC and all that, yes.
Okay, got it. Thank you. And the phone number your clients will call you at is going to be 316-665-1747, unless you opt in for a call tracking feature.
Okay.
Okay. And your email address is dusktodawnplumbing@gmail.com.
Yes. Yeah.
All right, perfect. So please check your email often, as we will send you updates directly to your email. So do you already have a business website?
I do not.
Okay. Well, in that case, we can create one for you. Let's see what domain names are available to use. Okay, one sec.
Got that email right here. Boom. Oh, wait, no, that's the calendar date. Still have to make hands. Oh, shit, I got to get over.
So it looks like dusktodawnservices.com is available. You want to use that as your
I was hoping to tell.
URL, your domain?
Wait, what is it again?
Dusktodawnservices.com.
Can we do Dusk Till Dawn, T-I-L-L?
Oh, okay. One second. Let me see if that's available. So, Dusk Till Dawn, T-I-L-L, let's see here. Yeah, it's available, dusktilldawnservices.com.
All right, let's do it, yeah.
So we'll use this? Okay. One sec here. All right, so we'll be creating you a business website with this domain. Now, in case you cancel services with us, the domain name will be available to purchase for $99. Now, would you like to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly through your website?
Sure. Wait, hold on. Sorry, say that again. Let me I'm all right, what did you say just there?
Yeah, I was just asking if you want to have the ability to process your customers' payments directly on your website.
How would I go about doing that? I asked that because I use QuickBooks currently.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, you can use that, but to integrate payments on the website, we actually need to make sure that you have a PayPal business account, because there's going to be a code that need to be generated.
Oh, I could create a PayPal. I could create a PayPal business account, and I do have a personal PayPal, but I can create one for my business.
Business one. Okay. Sure. All right. Then I'll send you an email with further instructions for the payment integration. Okay.
Okay.
So, let's see.
Is that something you need me to do on this end, or like right now?
No. We can do. You can do that later.
Okay.
Alrighty. Now, something that comes included in the package is the call tracking number. This is a Google endorsed product that follows NXT's all Google guidelines. It allows you to track and manage all the calls coming in from our marketing campaign. And what we do is create another number with a local area code and post it online. With a call tracking number, you will know exactly how many calls your online marketing campaigns have delivered, and you will then be able to see and play back all those calls afterward so that you can review your prospects and listen again for anything you might have missed. This also will filter out most types of scam calls or telemarketers. Now, all the calls are still going directly to your number, ending in 1747. Would you like us to create one at no additional cost?
So it would be a different phone?
So we will be creating another number with a local area code, and that's the number that we will post online on your website, your Facebook, Yelp, and your Google business profile. But
so
when
how do
customers call that number, it will be forwarded to your number, ending in 1747.
How does that happen? Like, how does that get forwarded to me?
So just like a call forwarding, so once your potential customer called this call tracking number we'll be creating, then it will get forwarded directly to your number.
Okay. Is it through a Google phone or something?
Yeah, it's like a Google number. So it's a call tracking
number.
Okay,
so what happens, hypothetically, if I stop doing marketing business with you guys, does that number go away then? And how do I register that number to other people? Like if I have a tech that I want to be able to answer the phone as well.
So our team will be the ones to set that up so that it will get forwarded to your phone number.
Okay. Can we add, so what I'm saying is though, if I have another guy that I trust or that I want to answer the phones with me, then I give, can his number be added to that connecting point as well as mine?
Well, that can be done. Well, right now, we can only forward calls to one number. However, if you have the call greeting option, that's where we can actually route calls to different numbers. So, for example, if there's an option that if you're a new or existing customer, you can route the call to a specific number. But we will have to add a professional voice greeting for that so that we can add that option.
Wait, say that again. Sorry, I did not understand what you just said. Sorry.
All right, so the call tracking number can be forwarded to one number only. Unless we, so that's going to be your number ending in 1747. Unless we'll have to change it, then we can change it to a different number.
So, I mean, if we do that, then how do I? Okay, so here's another thing I have to call. I have to ask. So someone calls the number you guys are giving me. Does that number pop up, or does their number pop up when they're calling me?
Their number will pop up. On your,
I think we'll keep it as my number because I was actually going to use this number. I have two phones. This number I use as like
for business.
Okay, yes.
Sure. No worries. Then we'll keep that then. And, so we'll now go over the keywords. Keywords are the services that consumers are going to be typing online, to find your business. So I'll be reading out some keywords, but I just wanted to ask your main business, is it plumbing or lawn care?
It's landscaping. It's plumbing. It is plumbing, but I am getting into lawn care and landscaping and tree cutting as well.
Okay.
I'm getting into that. So I've been buying equipment and supplying it and looking at a couple guys to hire to help me manage that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm waiting to move forward with that, because first and foremost, before I even get anyone going even on that, I'm going to be updating my insurance to make sure that, tree cut, so that way if a tree drops, I'm not SOL on someone's house or, you know, someone or something like that. Yeah.
Right. Okay. All right then. So for the for plumbing, we have plumbing services, water heater installation, water heater repair, softener systems, repiping, toilet installation and repair, tankless water heater, bathtub repair, leak repair, and drain cleaning, drain repair.
Yes. I also do camera inspections as well for the drains, mainline drain.
Oh, okay, yeah, sure.
Yeah. There's a category for
inspection, okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One sec here. So let me add that. Anything else you want to add for plumbing?
That's
camera inspection.
Well,
okay.
Sump pumps. You got sump pumps?
Sump pumps? No, not yet. Let me add that one sec here. Sump pumps. Okay, got that. You do gas piping as well?
Yes. Yeah, all plumbing, gas piping.
Okay.
I even recently did installed some air compression hoses for a barbershop. They use those, it's almost like what you'd use to air up a tire, but instead they use it to, like, they use the lines and everything to, like, blow off people's hair and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Those air hoses, like, yeah. But, I mean, essentially that's honestly, it's, in theory, the way you build it is honestly very much like a gas line, almost.
Oh, okay.
And then you attach some air, you attach some flexible air lines, like the whole thing. But yeah, no, that works.
Okay. And you also do a sewer main install and replacement?
Oh, yeah. If the customer's willing to pay for it. You know, I have a trouble. I have trouble selling that sometimes because it's a lot of money, but, oh, yeah, no. I'm good. So honestly, camera inspections and mainline drain repairs was the whole reason why I got into it. That was the whole thing that I mainly did at my old company. You know, I love doing it because I got an excavator. I spent, you know, a little over $10,000 for miniature excavator, and I need to put in work on that thing. But yeah, definitely.
Okay. All righty.
Yeah, I go back to that shit for sure.
All righty. Then on the other part, we have lawn edging, lawn removal, lawn trimming, lawn mowing.
Let's wait on the lawn care.
Okay. Okay.
I'll reach back out on that.
In that case, you'll be receiving an email with all the keywords that we just went over for plumbing. So just respond to that email in case you want to add the lawn care. And just respond with the changes that you want so we can make the proper adjustments, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All righty. Now, let's see here. All right, so now that we have the keywords, the next part of the interview is just a couple of quick questions about yourself and the business so that we can get a better idea of how we're going to market you online. Now, what do your customers like most about your business?
My charming smile. No, I mean, they like that I care and that I do good work. You know, I do quality work. I don't, anything I do, I try to make it look as best as I possibly can. And you know, I just take care of them. I make sure they get what they need out of what they're needing.
Got it. Thank you. And do you have a mission statement for your business?
What's a mission statement?
Oh, it's a brief explanation of why your business exists, your values as a company.
I don't know. I expect my guests to give 110%, and anytime any customer needs me, I'm there day or night.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's pretty much it.
So, alrighty. So it would be nice if we have your mission statement up on your website. If you want, we can temporarily use this. It's really simple. At Dusk to Dawn Services, we strive to be the company of choice by providing quality, professional, and honest services.
Awesome. Yeah, that's cool. God, I should hire you.
Okay. Yeah, and if you want to, and in case you want to come up with your own, you can email that to us once you have it.
Yeah.
So that we can put it on the website as well.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a good start for the show for sure.
Okay, that's a good. All righty.
Oh, maybe now, if we can add somewhere in there, if we can add in something about rapid response day or night.
Like you could just I don't know. Yeah. Something. If you got something, if not, it's cool. Just leave it. But yeah.
I was thinking about switching my company's name, the whole thing, I was going to switch it to this Raptor Services, because, Raptor, Rapid, kind of, like, quick, I want to, and plus I'm a bit of a dino dad myself, I talked to people, like customers and family and friends, but mainly customers. And one of the things that popped out to them was the fact that my company's name is Dusk to Dawn Services. dovetailed on services. So that they're like, okay, so that means he'll probably, if there's an issue, he'll stay out all night getting us taken care of.
Right.
So I just, the whole day or night thing is what, like, really, yeah.
Yeah, and do you want to, let's see here. Do you actually want to use that as your slogan or tagline? Rapid response, day or night?
Yeah, no, that's perfect. There we go. Yeah, let's do that.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have that on your website. One sec. Rapid response, day or night. And let's see here. So you started this business a year ago, is that correct?
The business itself I started about a year ago.
Oh, okay. Check here. And how many people work with your company?
Right now it's me and I have a couple guys.
Okay, got it. And yeah, your plumbing services?
I say three. Sorry.
Okay. Alrighty. And your plumbing services, do you offer this for commercial only or residential as well?
Both.
Sorry, I didn't catch that.
Well, sorry.
Yeah, it looks like, sounds like you're fading out.
Can you hear me now?
I didn't hear you if you're doing commercial or both residential.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason the I can't hear any response from your end.
Hold on. Hello?
Okay.
That's weird.
Yeah, I can
hear
you now.
No, so anytime, for some reason, anytime I'm messaging someone, you can't hear me. That's weird as shit.
Oh,
okay. What? I wonder why that is. That's weird.
No worries.
Yeah, I agree with whatever. I can't remember what we're talking about now, but yeah.
Yeah, so I was just asking if you, your plumbing services, do you offer that for commercial only or for residential as well?
Residential as well, both of them.
Oh, both. Okay, got it. Thank you. And let's see here. All right, so your hours are 24 hours. And what are the payment methods that you currently accept?
Can I get... Sorry, what payment methods do I currently accept?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I prefer credit card or debit card. I am willing to consider check and cash if they need to. I can do that as well.
Oh, okay.
I prefer paper trail is all, and it's easier with debit or credit cards, but if they need, yeah.
Got it, thank you. So now that we gathered all your business information, I'll be sending it to our provisioning team. We will optimize your business for the best leads from the top directories or top websites, such as Google, Facebook, and Yelp. So let's talk about Google Business Profile. I wasn't able to find one, but did you try to create one already?
I did try to create one. I thought it went through. I guess it didn't. You're talking about for the LLC, right?
Yeah, for Google. Yeah, for Google, the Google business profile.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Did you have it under Dusk to Dawn Services or Dusk Till Dawn Services?
I wonder if I accidentally did to Dawn Services, but I can't. Regardless whether I did or not, I want everything to be Dusk Till Dawn, even if I got to redo it, even if I got to pay another whatever to do a new LLC, all that shit, I want it to be Dusk Till Dawn Services.
One sec here. Yeah, I can't find anything on Google, so what we can do is we'll create one for you and optimize it. So just to confirm, your business name on our records show Dusk to Dawn. So do you want us to change it now to Dusk Till Dawn?
Yes, Dusk Till Dawn Services. T-I-L-L.
Okay.
Two L's. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. All right. So we'll create you a Google business profile then and optimize it. Just a heads up, Google will require one or two verifications, and they will determine the verification method. Now, this is very important to show your business on Google Search and on Maps. Now, this will be done using either video, phone, email, or postcard, and we will require your assistance and cooperation during this process. Video verification has the highest likelihood to occur, so as you're the business owner, it's important that you do this process by uploading a video showing your location, equipment, and proof of management. Now, we will provide you the instructions and the requirements via email on how to complete that. And if in case the postcard method is used, you will receive one in about 5 to 7 days to the address you verified earlier. Then you can either reach out to us with a code or enter it yourself on the client dashboard.
Okay, this was why I was hiring you guys right here. Real quick, this is why I was hiring you guys right here. Are you able to handle all that and tell me what needs to be done? Like, if you need anything on my end.
You mean for the video verification?
Video verification, I can send you guys that stuff. I mean, talking with them, dealing with them to get this shit up on the road, get on Google Maps. The whole reason why I even... All right, so there's all these other things you guys are doing, which, like, is great. I love it. Love it. But the biggest thing was getting me on Google Maps.
Yeah, to make sure that your business show up on Google Search and on Maps, it's important that we complete this verification process. And like I said, it's going
to
be Google who will determine the verification.
I've tried to reach out to them and deal with all their nonsense, and then I get busy with work, so it just kind of messes up. And they even tried to do a video call with me kind of thing. Yeah, it was like a whole freaking thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I was hoping, like, when I hired you guys, I was hoping you guys would handle that. I would send you any pictures, anything you guys need to be able to talk with them.
Well, all right. So I believe we sent you an email. I'm not sure if you got that already.
Okay.
Requiring photos for your business. So,
I have no idea.
That's the start.
Oh, wait, okay. Yeah, pictures needed right there. Yep, pictures needed.
Yeah, so if you can send that to us, we will send that. That's the first thing that we will do, okay? Send it to Google for verification. So as soon as we create your Google business profile, we'll send those pictures and have them verify your business.
Fantastic.
Now, if they would require additional information or additional verification, then we will follow
so
up with
you. So do I just reply to that? Do I reply to that email with the photos then?
Yep. Once you receive that, and once we create your Google business profile, then we'll forward that to them. And we will wait for updates from them, whether or not they will require additional verification or not. And we'll proceed from there.
All right, fantastic. All right,
I'm just letting you know. Yeah, I'm just letting you know about the different verification process that Google might require. So that's why I was just that's going
fine.
Through this.
Yeah, no, that's fine. I've needed you guys to deal with them for me while I'm doing my job is all it is. So whatever they do, whatever, we can do whatever. I know because I've tried to work with them and they piss me off and I can't get a hold of anyone. And then I get too damn busy with my own shit and I just, yeah, it's a mess. So that's like 90% of the reason why I'm hiring you guys. So I'm just like at an epic point, get someone to get it for me. And plus then there's the whole marketing aspect with you guys as well.
Yeah. Well, if they would require, video verification or live video verification, then we will still be on the line with you and we will be the one who will contact them.
That's fine. Yeah, that works. That makes it easy for me.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. No.
Perfect.
I need some badass people on my side, and that's you guys.
All righty. Got it. Now, one of the newest features that we have for Google Business Profile Optimization is that we create weekly occurring posts on behalf of your business. So posts are a great way to get more attention online as well as improve optimization. So with this, you'll be able to preview, edit, or delete these scheduled posts anytime in your client dashboard. So this is already part of the your subscription. Would you like to opt into this program for
sure.
The weekly posts?
Yeah. Wait, hold on. That's already part of my subscription?
Yes.
Okay.
So instead of you going... So it's the weekly posts that we do on Google, on your Google Business Profile. So we add pictures with descriptions for customers to see online when they search for your... service, or when they search for specific services that you offer, then those will show on Google.
Okay, cool.
All right. So now let's talk about Yelp now. Do you have a Yelp page already?
Nope.
All right. So in case you want to create a basic Yelp page, we'll send you an email with the instructions to create it and to add it as admin so that we can, once created, we can continue optimizing it. How about a business Facebook page? Do you already have one?
No.
No? Okay. So for Facebook, Facebook requires that you create the page yourself. That way, once created, you will have full ownership of it and would just need to grant us access to the page. So what I'll do is I'll send you an email with detailed instructions on how to create the page and then grant us access by a special link. You simply need to add the business name and category to create a basic page, and then we will take care of the rest.
Okay.
So the email that we'll be sending you will have instructional video. And if in case you require any help later on, then just reply to the email and our team can reach out, okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, would you like to send us specific images of your completed work for us to run your Facebook ads?
Sorry, say that again?
Oh, I was just wondering if you want to send us specific images to use of your completed work for your Facebook ads? Or are you okay with stock photos?
Oh, stock photos are cool too, whichever one.
Okay, all right. All right, so now we will have to choose a call to action for your Facebook ads. There's three options available, but we have to choose one, so I'm going to go over each of the options. Just let me know which one you'd like to use, okay?
Okay.
So the first option is Facebook form fill. So with Facebook form fill, your potential customers will have to fill in the form on your Facebook ad. So it's some sort of a survey that they have to fill out. The information will be sent to you via email and SMS in real time. We recommend reaching out to the potential customers as soon as possible. These leads will also be accessible on your client dashboard under the Leads tab. Second option is calls. With calls selected, you will receive an instant call from your potential customers when they click to call you directly from your Facebook ad. The number of calls will show on your client dashboard under the Facebook Ads tab, but unfortunately, Facebook does not provide any further information about the caller. Third option is Facebook Messenger. Just have to ensure you have downloaded the Messenger app. This is a great way to get your responses faster and to interact with your customers as they message you directly through your Facebook ad. The messages will come automatically to your Messenger app, which will be a great way to ensure you never miss out on any business or service request. As per Facebook's policy, you have to reply to these messages within 24 hours. So which call to action would you like to use for your Facebook ads? The form fill or the survey, calls, or messages?
Which one's the... Which one would be easier for my customers and all that? Like, this is about like connecting the customers through Facebook kind of thing, or what is it?
Yeah, this is for your Facebook ads. Yes.
Okay.
So when we post your Facebook ads, it's either they can call you directly, send you a message on Facebook, or they will fill out the form or a survey.
Oh, shit, no filling out anything. People get stressed out with that shit. Is there a way to do is there any way we can do so if you start the ad, they click it, and they either get a number or they would get a message, they could message me.
Well, if you want them to message you, then we can choose Facebook Messenger. Just have to make sure that you have the Messenger app on your phone.
Yeah, I do. Is there any way to do some kind of option where they can either choose to call me or message me?
No, we have to choose one.
Let's go ahead and do calling.
So it's either call or messenger. Calls? Okay.
Yeah, let's do calling. And I guess on the Facebook thing, I can just say message if need be. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, they can message you directly on the business profile, but for the Facebook ads, the action would be calls.
Good.
All right. So, if there's a need for us to contact you, what would be the best time to reach you?
Twenty-four-seven. Honestly.
Oh, same. Okay.
Oh yeah. Sorry, right. I didn't. Yeah, no. I'm a 24/7 business. Like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
With my guys, I literally pay them to be ready to answer the phone at night, or okay. I handle the night shift.
Okay, got it. So you'll be receiving a few emails from us in the next few days. So as I mentioned earlier, you'll get the keywords email. So please review them. If you want to make any changes later on or add any other keywords, then just go ahead and reply to that email with the changes that you want. You'll also receive the photos email. So if you have pictures of your completed work, we can use these for your Google business profile and your website. You can add up to 20 pictures on the email. Just make sure that they follow the criteria on the meeting and that they have good quality. And if you have a logo, please send it over as well. We will temporarily use high-quality stock photos for your new website. If any images you provided are low quality, we feel won't best represent your business.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, they are general photos related to your industry. If you see any photos that may not apply, let us know, and we will remove or replace them with other images. All of our photos are copyright protected, so if you get any emails or calls in regards to copyright issues with photos, please let us know before answering any inquiries. And within a few days, you'll also be receiving an email with login credentials to your client dashboard. This will allow you to track and manage your company's online performance. It's mobile friendly, so you can log in from anywhere. Your client dashboard will show you how many calls and clicks you're receiving, what keywords customers are using to find you, as well as the directories will list your business on. Now, with Local Splash, your online information will be monitored and corrected on a daily basis. We will also submit your business information and the content we created to directories, and we will optimize your Google business profile once it has been verified. So you should see our results within 30 to 45 days. And don't forget, you can visit your dashboard anytime to see your listings, create posts, and update content. Now, all of your listings will be promoted and optimized, which will benefit you with more online presence. It can also result in all types of calls, service requests, competitors, along with others. Any solicitor calls or text messages from companies claiming to be Google, or companies like Townsquare and Networks requesting extra money to verify or complete your Google business profile, are scam calls. So if you have any questions, please give us a call before responding to any questionable requests you might receive. Now, as we get close to finishing up with this call, we would like to follow up with you in 3 weeks to touch base and see how your account is progressing. 3 weeks from now would be exactly July 24. Is that a good time to do a follow-up call with you around the same time?
Yeah, that's perfect. I'll set up my calendar. Looking forward to it.
Yeah, I'll add you to the calendar invite, so you will receive a reminder when we will call. All right, so this will conclude our interview. Thank you for your patience and taking the time to answer all of my questions. After 5 to 7 days, please review all the information that has been submitted and let us know if anything needs to be changed, and we will complete that as soon as possible. Our client support phone number, by the way, is 877-635-6225. You can also refer to our emails. Our contact info is usually at the bottom part of the emails that we send you. So you can reach us via phone calls, email, text messages, or live chat. And our hours are from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time, Monday through Friday. Do you have any questions I can help you out with?
Nope, that's it.
All right, so I think we're all set now. Well, once again, Local Splash wants to thank you for your business, and we look forward to a successful relationship with you and your company. Hope you have a great day there.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Bye for now. Bye.